every time I play that, it's like, June! I love that track. It is out actually today. We've been playing it for about a week here on Phoenix FM. That is Matt Johnson, and that track is With the Music. And now I'm very pleased to be joined on the phone by somebody who I know actually listens into the show, which is always appreciated. And I'm joined on the line by guitarist, keys player, vinyl enthusiastic person, record label owner, Paul Phillips from Dr. Soul Maker. So very good morning.
I'm there, Michelle. Yeah, you've gone a bit faint, but I can hear you.
Oh, I'll shout louder. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'll shout as loud as I can. Lovely to talk to you. The label is called Dr. Soul Maker, which is a great name. So tell us what your other job is.
Well, I'm a GP. I'm a local GP, so I work in the local practices around Hull. And one of my friends said, well, you know, you're into your music and stuff. You're putting out... You want to put out a record, so why don't you just call it something to do with your profession, you know? So we thought it would be... This is a bit tongue-in-cheek, really. I thought, you know, Dr. Soulmaker sounds quite good, cool, you know?
How's everything been during COVID?
Basically, because I'm self-employed, I haven't worked for 3 months. I've just been sort of pursuing my other sort of hobbies, like music. But, you know, I'm itching to get back to work, you know? I think initially everyone thought they were having a nice free holiday, and then, you know, everyone's got a bit sort of... got a bit sort of tetchy.
You set the record label up, was it last year?
No, it's more than, it was about over five years ago. I was friends with a band, called the Faye Hallam Trinity at the time. They're now called the Faye Hallam Band. They had an EP out, which they'd recorded, and they run out of money to put it out on vinyl. And so I said, well, I'll just stick it out on vinyl. So I put it out on vinyl, and I sold most of the copies on Facebook, I think. So that went well. And then I've been working steadily since for the NHS. And then another one came along. So my friend Justin, who's a fantastic musician.
Yeah, that's Justin Dodsworth with the band Stone Soul Picnic.
Who've been around for about, I don't know, 20 years or something, on the funk circuit, which is a sort of niche market. But, again, he sent me a load of tracks that he'd recorded and he hadn't got around to sort of putting out, really. And so I snapped up two tracks, one being the one with Pauline Black from The Selector. Probably most of your listeners will know about Two Tone and that sort of thing. So I thought it was a really good vocal, so I put that on the A side, and then the B side's a sort of more funky sort of Hammond instrumental sort of, you know, thing, which has gone down very well in the clubs in London particularly.
Yeah.
So that's that, really.
You are, we said, like guitarist, but you're a Hammond enthusiast, aren't you, Keys?
Yeah, oh, very much so, yeah. I've promoted various gigs for people like the James Taylor Quartet and jazz artists like that you will never have heard of, people from Germany and stuff, you know. That's probably a little while ago, but, you know, I'm more into my vinyl now. So, can I?
Yes.
Can I say hello, then?
You can. You've got a few people that are listening out there.
Yeah, quite a few people listening. There's Najwa, who I think she's friends with you.
Yes, she is.
She's very great soul singer.
Yep.
My old housemates, Tom, Phil and John.
Is that one person or three?
Three people.
Right. It's unusual first
name. They're on WhatsApp.
Right, okay.
I used to live with them in Leeds.
Yep.
So, you know, we keep in touch. And I've got to say a very happy birthday to my friend Carly, who's in Wales. I think she's listening today on her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Mark Evans, who's from Stone Soul Picnic's listening in.
Mm-hmm. Do you release on vinyl? Because a lot of stuff's on digital now, obviously. Some people are still doing CDs. Cassettes, not really.
I use every... medium possible, to be honest, because I'm obsessed with music like you, and so I grew up with vinyl. I stole all my mum's vinyl records, you know, her Beatles records and stuff like that. I just like the feel of it, you know. It's sort of like organic.
What sort of difference do you get with the sound, or does it just depend on what you're actually playing it on in your speakers?
Not really, because I mean, I grew up with a very cheap sort of record player.
Yeah.
And the music just sounded absolutely beautiful. So I don't think you don't need to spend a lot of money to get a record player.
Mm.
You know, you can go to Lidl and get a half decent one.
There are other places available, by the way. You do a lot of promotion for people.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's easier to promote other people than your own stuff, you know what I mean? How's everything been affected?
Well, you know, I'm just doing stuff online at the moment, so I can't really promote much. Like anybody else, really.
Mm.
But, you know, when I get the chance, I think I'll be itching to sort of get some gigs going and get even more vinyl.
Oh, are you going to go out and gig yourself? Are you going to go out? I know you promote people and you've obviously got the label as well as being a GP, but will you be going out and playing live as well?
I'm not a performer.
Mm.
I'm a promoter, really.
Mm.
That's a sort of like a dirty word to a lot of musicians, but, you know, I do it just for the love of it, really. You know, I've never really made any money out of promoting gigs.
I don't think anyone does.
You know, it's just like the experience, really. And, you know, I've always been into live music since I was a kid. I think I mentioned the fact that I promoted a band called the James Taylor Quartet.
Mm, yeah.
JTQ, do you know them?
Yes.
Famous for their Starsky and the Hutch theme, amongst others. Now, James, I know very well, and he lugs around this great big Hammond, original sort of like 60s Hammond organ. So I think his back's probably knackered by that. We've got some fantastic venues in Hull, which is my nearest city. I don't live in Hull, but, you know, and some amazing players there, you know. So we're all in limbo, really. We're just waiting to see what happens, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, fingers crossed by hopefully by Christmas it might be a little bit different, but you just don't know at the moment. It's just got to play it by ear. Now, if people want to find out more about your record label, it's all the W's, drsoulmaker.com.
Yep.
You can go and have a look there. And tell us about the track we're going to end the interview with. So we're going to play this next, so tell us about it.
Right. I shall tell you about it. It's a Bee Gees track, which has been covered by loads of people over the years, like Janis Joplin, people like that. And so, yeah, this is one of the tracks that I picked up on from my friend Justin Dodsworth, who may or may not be listening, I'm not sure. I haven't heard from him for a while. But, it's just a great song, isn't it? And I think Pauline Black, I've been into her music since I was about 11, 12, maybe. And I've been in touch with her for over the years, and I just thought it was such a great track, really.
So, and also, you wanted to just explain before I play this track, because there are a couple of different versions. Obviously, this one is the digital version I'm going to be playing out, and that you said something about a click on it.
Yeah. Well, we remastered it for vinyl. People don't know what vinyl is, apparently. We remastered it, so it's not much different, to be honest. It's just like without the drums at the clicks at the front.
Okay.
The track. So.
So we're going to play that one to end the interview, and also there. I'll tell you what, you'd be surprised how many people don't even know what a cassette is now.
I know.
So
I've got a cassette player, actually.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised about the vinyl, because it'd be what's that? Actually, I've said this before on air. My nephew, who is 25.
Yeah,
I was saying to him how important it is to buy, you know, if you like a song, buy it. And he said, buy music? And I went, yes.
Exactly. I mean, my kids are 21 and 23.
Yeah.
And they when I showed them my records, they said, what the hell's that, you know?
Well,
it's supposed to be coming back into fashion.
Yeah, the little crackles.
Yeah. Actually, cassettes are coming back into fashion, apparently.
Yeah, I think Madonna's last tour, she had cassettes of her album as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did. All right, this is To Love Somebody. Thank you very much to Mr. Paul Phillips from Doctor
Soulmaker.
Thank
you so much. I hope I come across okay, because I can't very hear you very well.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, because I can hear myself really, really loudly, so I'm not sure why I'm not coming out loudly to you.
No,
but,
maybe I should use a different phone. But anyway, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and you
I
have
love
a great day.
Show.
Thank you.
And you've kept me going through lockdown your sort of chirpy chat and stuff.
Wasn't chirpy about half an hour ago, but then we can all have a slight off date.
Well,
no, I'm fine.
Yeah. I'll let you off. Yeah.
Thank you, and thanks for listening, Paul.
Thanks so much.
Here we go. This is To Love Somebody.
Brilliant.